we were pleased that the team won at Wembley. It was great. It's great to get out of Division Two at the first time of asking. And I think from the Supporters Trust point of view, we were pleased that we got the message across that this isn't going to change anything substantial at the club. People will still go on boycotting until we get the regime change that we're looking for. So the fact that there were fewer than 6,000 at Wembley, I think, tells a very powerful story at the end of a season when the ethical boycott has been the defining protest at Blackpool.
Were you always confident that that would be the case, that so few would be there?
Yes, indeed. I suspect the Oysters rather hoped that with an upturn in results, people would start drifting back. And sure, there are probably a few that had done that. Maybe 1,000 or 2,000 who turned up at Wembley were seeing the team for the first time this season, and just because it was at Wembley. But the majority of fans are standing firm and holding the position, and they're to be commended for that.
You were quite clear when we spoke at just outside Bloomfield Road last week that come what may with the results, your stance would not be changing. Is that very much the case, Steve?
It is very much the case. We want the team to do well. We want the club to progress. History has shown over the last few seasons, I think, that the Oysters are not the custodians of the football club that Blackpool, the town, and the fans deserve. We had an enormous opportunity the last time we got to the Premier League. We see that as a legacy squandered by the way that the Oysters dealt with all the funds that came into the club and diverted them from what should have been their right target, which was to, you know, put together a sustainable football club at championship level for the foreseeable future. They didn't do that. We think that if the club is successful again and they're still at the helm, probably history will repeat itself, and we don't want that to happen. So we're taking this line and we're saying, really, we want regime change and we won't come back, no matter what, until that happens. And we hope that the court case that's going to take place in the next few weeks in the summer with the minority shareholder Valeri Belicon will be leverage for a change of ownership at the club.
Carl Oyston has been speaking publicly in the last 24 hours and said along the lines that talk of someone taking over from him is pretty irrelevant until he has an offer that he deems to be one that is credible. What do you make of those comments?
I suspect he's being a little disingenuous. There has been an approach made, which the club was in denial about. I think it all rests on a fair market value being put on the club and the Oysters being willing to sell it for that fair market value. I think they're probably trying to talk the price up. The last time I spoke with Owen Oyston, he was putting a $70 million price tag on it. I mean, this is fantasy. He's right. He has to wait until there's an offer out there. I suspect that the people who are planning to put an offer won't do so until it's clear which way the court case is going in London next month.
Do you sense that being a League One club would attract buyers more than a League Two one?
I would hope so, but I also think that people ought to look at, you know, the enormous strength of the fan base we've got at Blackpool, the fact that people have stood firm, not just for this last season, but for the one before that and the one before that, and say we need change at the club. They're all waiting to come back in their thousands. And it's for the good of the club and the good of the town that the Oysters need to agree to sell when an appropriate offer is put on the table.
Can I just ask you, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the game. What emotions were running through you, Steve, during the game and at the final whistle?
Oh, I wanted them to win. I would really have liked to have been there. I think I told you when we spoke last week, that's the first playoff final I've missed in a quarter of a century. And I was with people in Blackpool in a pub, and some of them were in tears, partly because they were excited the team was winning and partly because they really wanted to be there, but they felt that they couldn't. And I've received emails from all over the country this last couple of weeks from people saying, you know, I'm 75 years old. I was born in Blackpool. I live on the South Coast now. I would have gone to Wembley, but for the Oysters. Thank you, Oysters. Please pass the message on. So that's what I'm doing.
In terms of the summer and what happens now between the Supporters Trust and the Oyston family, is there any sign that you all might be able to get around the table again like you did last summer or not?
The Supporters Trust is always willing to have dialogue with the owners, but it has to be about, you know, what the fans want, which is a change in the way the club is run. And unless they're prepared to come to the table and talk about that seriously, which they've refused to do up until now, then I don't think it'll happen. As for us, we're open to our mandate from the membership is to talk to the Oysters about changing the way the club is run.